All right, hi guys.
Hello.
So, first things first, I suppose we do need to elect a foreman. Pat, you want to take care of either nomination duties or keeping track of who does what?
I think we all know that I should be the foreman. Why bother with this voting about this when we have more important issues to vote on? I'm the foreman, right?
I nominate Chris to be the foreman.
I am impartial. I don't care.
You're not helping, Julia.
I think that the foreman should be the elder of the jury.
If the foreman is going to have to deal with someone who will not make a decision, I would rather put that on Chris as well. So I will cede to Chris being the foreman just so I don't have to deal with getting an answer out of Julie.
All right. I will graciously accept those duties as long as we have a majority in favor. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. And opposed? All right. That's everybody. Okay. So first things first, we got that done. Great. You know, let's knock out the easy stuff here first. I think that the easy one, in my opinion, and by all means, please feel free to disagree.
I disagree.
Is the complaint number three about the redundancy of the halfling. Now, the way the judge, the good judge, the most honorable judge put it to us, it seems like Trampas essentially agreed with that, but made the claim that it is an extension of said race. Which, honestly, in listening to everything, I can't really deny that. There's goblins, there's hobgoblins, and I believe the bugbear is also in that same family, if I remember correctly. So looking at the kinder as an extension or as an evolution of the halfling, to me, seems reasonable.
I agree.
I agree with you, Mr. Foreman. There are many types of elves out there. There are different types of dwarves. It's just another play option.
Yes.
I agree.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what is the formal response to this then? Is
whatever it was that John said.
We find them not guilty of that.
What he said.
In this case, we find
it's we find for the defense, I believe, correct? So for complaint three, it's for the defense, I believe, is how that's gonna go. Okay. All right. So the easy stuff out of the way. All right.
Yes. Now for the not so easy.
As opposed to the not so easy.
I'm not there.
I was going to say something worse, so good on you.
Oh, all right. Well, thank you. Not so sleazy. The complaint number one, do they create party division via their distinctive racial makeup and features? I don't know. Somebody else jump in on this one first. I mean, I have my opinions, but I don't want to dominate the jury.
I think that on paper they do, but I think I do agree that it really does depend on how somebody interprets what's on the paper.
A couple of questions I wrote down here. Is the race really responsible for the decisions of bad role players? You know, I don't think it is. I mean, the race is, but I don't know if it's necessarily responsible because, you know, there's players out there doing it as such. Nobody? Bueller?
Well, no, right. I through the arguments, the problem that I had was that we were talking about two different things. We're talking about a race, and then we're also talking about a class. And I think that it's the disparity of the two that I am struggling with. I mean, we're talking about a race, the kinders, but then we're also talking about the thieves class. And I can't wrap my head around how we're supposed to come down in a judgment on that. Do you guys have any suggestions from fellow jury members?
I think Councilman Repisner did a good job of explaining where the difficulties could potentially lie with the kinder. They are the only race that is described as a player race that I'm aware of that has the kleptomania.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, it's definitely on paper. It makes complete sense.
In the very nature of them as a race seems to have been divisive just based on the conversations that we have heard. The two counselors were very divided themselves as well.
Yeah. Yeah,
but is it really that divisive? I mean, so you take somebody's, you know, shiny gem that's in their pouch and you probably eventually give it back. How disruptive is that really to the flow of the game?
That's true. And I have some comments about that on the second charge.
It's been on the first charge.
I mean, I believe that.
Yeah, I think on the paper, it definitely makes sense.
When we get into the second charge, it's a matter of, is that actually a disruptive play style? Because there's a difference between being causing division in the party and a disruptive play style. So a division in the party, I do believe that, as described, he did a good job of proving that it would be a division within the party. But I don't believe that he properly proved that it's a divisive playstyle. That's a disruptive playstyle. I don't think that thievery...
always
this type of thievery has to be disruptive. No,
yeah, because especially like you, like being attracted to certain things rather than only money or only this one dagger. I mean, that makes sense. I think as long as the player played it that way. I mean, if you're going to be a dick, you're going to be a dick, and you're going to take everybody's crap. And
it also, it says it's uniquely invites disruptive play styles. I would argue a barbarian is just as disruptive of a playstyle.
Yeah, he charges through doors and breaks crap. And
yeah, it is a very idea. It's a different disruptive playstyle.
And hates magic.
And hates magic.
Hypothetically, what if your entire party was made up of kinder?
Then everybody would steal everybody's crap.
So and thinking of number one, if all the party members are kinder, is it divisive to the party if everyone is a kinder?
It would not be, because they're not offended by having their stuff taken. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. It's a natural course of life. So it actually kind of brings up the question, with such a society, actually, how did kinders even really become a viable race? I mean, if they spend all this time, I mean, somebody has to be boring and organizing and, you know, actually building a society. And if they're constantly running around stealing each other's stuff, how did anything ever get done in the first place? So I think the foundations of the kinders existing as a race, to me, kind of began to crumble a little bit. But, you know,
right, because to me, it's mind-boggling how rabbits exist, too, Chris. I have no idea.
Very true. You're calling it stealing each other's stuff. Kinders don't believe, based on the arguments that were presented to us, that people have stuff, that you have a right to things. It is just communal property. There is no problem with stealing from each other because nobody owns anything. It is what the community has. That's not a problem for creating a community.
Very true, yes.
It's just a style that we don't... Yeah, we're not used living. To.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So what are we coming up
so
with?
So this then? Has become actually a race case then. We're not respecting the
kinder race.
The kinders, yeah. You know, their society.
That is, yeah, I believe that's the case. At this point, we have found that this could be a hate crime.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I believe you're right.
Not accepting that a kinder is only doing what it needs to do because of what it is. It's not a kinder's fault that a kinder is a kleptomaniac.
Yeah.
And by denying it that ability, you are perpetrating a hate crime.
It's discrimination. It is. It's so completely.
Are we hung up on this point? Is that because we can't?
I am fighting with the defense on this one. Yeah. They do not uniquely invite party division, because if they invite party division, then that means that that party is racist.
I'm moving to Canada.
I agree. All right. So number two, the second one, number two.
Okay.
How can we adulterize this one as well?
already said on this one that I think a barbarian playstyle is just as disruptive. So this is not unique.
I agree with you, Wayne, on this one, actually. I think, to me, this was, I think, where the defense actually probably had their strongest case, is that even though it's in the description of this particular race, you know, there are descriptions, actually, and you pointed out earlier, there's descriptions and character classes, which could be just as disruptive.
But the charge, I did just reread the actual charge on paper here, and it does say race. So a barbarian, while it just as disruptive in my opinion,
it's a class, not a race.
It's a class, not a race. Now, races have been classes in different versions.
Right.
Specifically, a dwarf was a class.
That's correct.
This is true.
Has a kinder ever been?
Not of my knowledge.
No, the kinder, I think, has always been, it's always been a race, never been a class.
Okay. Now, I will say that in some cases, halflings share the very similar want of shiny. They'll take quest items and all kinds of stuff just for the fun of it.
Actually, goblins.
Yeah, goblins are the same way, too.
And goblins are a playable race.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Not a class, a race.
So what are we saying here then, folks? Does it create an annoying or problematic playstyle? It can. It can be a problematic playstyle, I think, in the sense that it could take away from the overall goals of whatever the campaign may be. Now, you could argue then, I guess, I suppose, that would be, that's actually a good thing, because then you're not being railroaded. But, you know, there are some distractions which aren't critical to the game.
I have just made the realization that it invites the play style of Chad. I'm sorry, I'm finding it that I have to find on the prosecutor's side on this one, because That is the type of play style of Chad. I think Dan has presented that argument well.
That is unique to Kenders, though. Is it? I mean, is that what you're saying?
It uniquely describes Kenders as playing like Chad.
It does.
They rush into danger. They do what they want. They're on their own.
Can we move straight to the sentencing phase and suggest death penalty?
I'm sorry, what?
you're not the foreman. I mean, I'm just
yeah.
No, I have no, to find the prosecution in this case. Kinders, they're telling people to play like Chad and steal while they're doing it. But that stealing's not the important
part.
Even
aside from Chad, I think it would definitely be disruptive. I mean, I find sometimes when people play halflings that take stuff really annoying. They tick me off quite a bit in games. So I could completely understand that.
Well, and okay, so I agree. But here's the question. You're talking about other halflings, mm-hmm. not specifically Kinder, and is that I think that's the sticking point, though, right? It has to be just about Kinder. We can't talk about other halflings. So I would say that from the kleptomaniac standpoint, other halflings are just as bad. Look at Bilbo Baggins. He stole the ring. Look at all the trouble that caused. Poor Gollum. Poor Gollum.
The difference comes
in stole it from him.
The difference comes in the wanderlust, though. That's something that other halflings are not described as.
That's true. Right.
And that is what I'm finding as the disruptive behavior.
Is the not wanderlust.
The theft. I don't think the theft is that disruptive
because I think the theft is actually is characteristic of all halflings.
All halflings. It's more
it's the wanderlust.
Yeah.
It's the have to.
But see, it's funny because the wanderlust is a thing that doesn't bother me because I think that's downplayed because you're experiencing the wanderlust essentially all the time. So that racial urge is being satisfied, you know, over the course of the entire adventure. But the disruptive portion, the thievery or the borrowing is...
It specifically was quoted, though, that when they get bored, they do things that's often...
And also, actually, I think we're getting stuck up on just the thievery, too. The other points that were mentioned is it's not just the thievery. It's the fearlessness that they'll do stupid shit that will cause problems,
too. They will Leroy Jenkins do.
Yeah, exactly.
They will Chad Butler you.
I mean, actually, that's what it is. I think the Chad Wattler, that covers everything. The thievery, the Leroy Jenkins bullshit, and everything. I'm pretty sure that I think we've got it covered.
Yeah.
I can be convinced that. All right. So we're finding for the plaintiff on complaint number two.
So what would we done? What would you suggest are recommended penalties for these
people? Castration.
For, oh no!
For the first one,
I'm not there.
For the first one, where we've established that if your player character calls a Kinder on it, then they are being racist and perpetrating a hate crime.
Yes,
I think that character should be shunned for being a racist.
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
That is right, the punishment we've defined.
Shunning. Public shunning.
Public shunning.
Okay.
For the charge of inviting players to play like Chad? Oh, I don't know what punishment would be bad enough for this one.
I think the punishment becomes something...
read a rule book.
They're required to roll dice.
And also use GM screens when appropriate.
They're required to roll dice and have every Jenga tower stripped from their house.
Yes, and participate in combat after combat.
Yes.
And nothing but constant exercises and math.
Games of nothing but combat and dungeon crawls.
Yes.
Descent.
You descent?
No, I'm just saying should play. They should be subject to descent.
So our recommended sentencing is for dungeon crawls.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. So then for complaint three, what we found for the defense, the punishment then would be for being the redundant of halfling. I think that any halflings in the party should be stretched until they are human length.
It does seem that the Kinder is the more interesting of the between them and the halfling. So yeah. I do think that the halfling should then be removed from the game, leaving only the Kinder.
Yes.
I can be down with that.
Yes.
The Kinder should no longer be a sub-race.
That's right.
We should not be oppressing them.
They should earned the distinction their own. As their own race.
Yeah. No sub. They are not sub to anybody. They are equal. Equal rights to Kinder.
That's right. Otherwise, you're being racist.
Racists.
Okay. All right. So should we go back in the courtroom?
I think we have.
Yeah.
We're ready.
All right. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We have indeed reached a verdict.
As to count one of the complaint, what is the jury's verdict, Mr. Foreman?
We have found for the defense on complaint number one.
Very well. And as to count two?
Count two, we have found for the plaintiff, Your Honor.
And what is the sentence as to count two, the plaintiff being found correct?
For the sentencing for count two, we have found that the plaintiff, the offenders would need to roll excessive dice, amounts of dice, not be allowed to have any Jenga towers within their possessions, and must then engage in a minimum 3 months of combat heavy games, by possibly longer.
And is this sentence to apply strictly to those, Kender, who have uniquely invited annoyance and problems, or to all of gaming kind? How precisely, Mr. Foreman?
The former, Your Honor, though we understand by the nature and circumstances of game groups, it's probably going to be all of them.
Certainly, certainly. And as to count three, Mr. Foreman?
Count three we have also found for the defense, Your Honor.
Very well, then. Has the jury formulated any counterclaim sentences on behalf of the role-playing populace, or will a sentence as to count two be the only declaration of the jury at this time?
No, we have found for count one, we have found that those people who side with such a complaint are to be deemed racist and then subjected to a public shunning.
Very well.
For count three, we have found that should such situations arise where halflings and Kender are in the same campaign setting or world, said halflings should be promptly removed and all record of their existence stricken from any and all text scrolls, ancient records, stone tablets, or bardic tales.
Very well. These sentences are found to be proportional and well within the bounds provided by the statutory administrative laws of the state of Fear the Boot. They will be so entered and accepted as prescribed by the jury. That concludes our trial today. Thank you, counsel. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, for your service. The Kender are guilty of uniquely inviting annoying and problematic play styles, but are acquitted of uniquely inviting party division and being fundamentally redundant with the halfling. That is all.
You know, I tell you, as a post-trial interview, gotta say, I'm really disappointed. I set out to have a trial about race, and it ended up being about individuals.
Indeed.
Okay. It's like this is the complete upside. We have turned the American justice system upside down. I was trying to condemn an entire race, and instead we focused on the transgressions of an individual in their own context.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
You're probably the guy who thinks that all white people look alike. Seriously.
I am. You know, I don't get it. You know, Lightfoot, Fuzzyfoot, Kender, you can't tell the difference. I mean, come on.
Prickleballs.
Is that what we're calling them now?
If you want an expert witness on this matter, Jason Wiegand.
No.
Get him on the mics and tell him about the many, many differences and all the subtle variations, the day and night differences between a Harfoot halfling and a Stoor halfling and all of the stat implications that they have. Because
obviously, this was all in good fun, but one day I'm going to play a Kender and I'm going to steal just one thing from Pat and watch him flip
And then you can call him a racist.
Because you know, if I took anything off your character sheet, you would blow a gasket.
This is a group of characters which is razor wire sensitive to internal peeing on one another's legs as PCs. I am surprised that they only convicted on one count, but there you have it. It was well argued by both sides.
I think it's because the reason we only convicted on one account was probably partially me, because I'm not razor wire on that. I'm not as picky as some other people are. And I think once I dropped the race card.
Yeah, that was all it was.
That's what did it.
All right. So for those of you at home, thank you for tuning in. The one thing I would like to emphasize, this is something that we were commenting about off mic, and some of this may make it into the episode. Some of it may get edited out, since I'm not sure until I actually go to cut the episode how much will make it. We were playing the characters and all of this, but
Trampas and I are good friends. We were having fun. We were just screwing with each other. There was nothing serious about this. So if you're all pent up and have all kinds of rage, just go smoke a fatty and let it go. So
that being said, Dan, if you see a bag on your front porch tomorrow morning that's flaming, it's not for me.
No,
extrajudicial remedy.
It's sparkly, and I'll just wait until Kenner comes and gets it.
Well, yeah. Let's face it, he would have to push it out of the way of all the ones that Happy Jacks leaves on his porch every morning.
No. The Happy Jacks puts them out where they belong with the rubbish to be carried away, you know, along with the. I have them separate my recyclables, my yard waste. I'll just have them take care of that, too. So, anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed listening to it because we had fun doing it. And you have a great week and great games. Trampas, as always, thank you for joining us. If you want to thank look you. Up his stuff or you're interested in playing Dragonlance, including this abortion of a race, you can find that at the Dragonlance Nexus. That is dlnexus.com. And they have a lot of great resources for Dragonlance, keeping it alive in Pathfinder and 4E. They have a really tight relationship with the people that made Dragonlance. So it's as close to canon as you're going to get or as WotC's going to allow. And they've got a lot of great resources out there, which is actually where I pulled a lot of my information. Ironically, it was off his own site. So if you are interested in, if you're interested in Dragonlance or you know, looking up the stuff on that race, be sure to check out dlnexus.com. They're great guys. And Trampas, thank you very much for being a good sport and coming on and doing well, this little you. Exercise
you,
and absurdity.
You, sir, are an
so.
Excellent debater.
He's a master debater.
You are a master debater. I mean, I'm you just smack me around. Yeah. And I mean, how can I compare to that? So I'm beaten. That's all there is to it.
All right. So for you guys at home, thank you for tuning in, and we will see you next time.